Your Excellencies, Mr. Chairperson, Mr. Independent Chairperson of the Council, ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful to have the opportunity to address you today about the enormous and complex challenges that we all face concerning global food security and nutrition. I would like to congratulate first the FAO for its State of Food and Agriculture report, which emphasizes the importance of new approaches to address malnutrition. Canada considers nutrition to be one of the most pressing development challenges of our time. Improving nutrition promises transformative effects on the life of millions of women, children, and their families. In particular, Canada recognizes that women, as entrepreneurs, wage earners, and farmers, have a central role to play in advancing global food security, poverty reduction, and economic growth. 3 years ago, Canada's Prime Minister launched the Muskoka Initiative on Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health as part of Canada's G8 presidency. Canada has since made nutrition a key part of our efforts under this initiative. In fact, at the meeting of the Global Partners on Nutrition for Growth, Beating Hunger Through Business and Science, held recently, Canada's Minister for International Cooperation announced an additional $145 million in investments that will contribute to improve nutrition. Canada is also mindful that increasing agricultural production and productivity around the world remains indispensable to win the fight against hunger. L'analyse de la FAO nous procure de l'information sur les défis auxquels le monde est confronté. Ainsi, la production agricole devra augmenter de 60% d'ici 2050 pour répondre à la demande prévue de la population mondiale qui comptera alors 9,3 milliards de personnes. De plus, on s'attend à ce que la surface nette des terres arables dans le monde augmente de moins de 5% d'ici 2050. Enfin, on prévoit aussi que les changements climatiques auront d'importantes répercussions négatives sur la production mondiale d'ici 2050. So, we must increase production by 60% during a time of climate change and with barely more arable land than we have today. This represents an enormous challenge for food security that will impact billions of rural producers and consumers. Sustainable improvements in food security can only be achieved if we put farmers at the core of any strategy. This is especially important given the fact that half of the world's poor and undernourished are smallholders family, which include hundreds of millions of women and children. Afin de satisfaire à la demande prévue en aliments et de réduire la pauvreté et la faim, le monde a besoin de systèmes alimentaires permettant aux agriculteurs de faire de bons choix qui stimulent la productivité et leur production, augmentent les possibilités de revenus et réduisent les effets de l'agriculture sur l'environnement. Canada also believes that innovation is vital for increasing production and productivity. This includes innovative processes, such as zero tillage, and innovative products, including biotechnologies. The FAO has found that biotechnology can have a meaningful and positive impact on production and farmers' opportunities in support of food security. A growing number of countries, including developing countries, are taking advantage of biotechnology to develop crops that are more productive or tolerant more extreme weather. However, asynchronicity in approval processes can disrupt trade, reduce access to food, and increase food prices. Canada believes that it is crucial that for countries to work together in addressing these challenges. We are working with other countries and the FAO to address the issue of presence at low levels of approved genetically modified events in crop shipment. In addition to innovation, Canada believes that open and predictable trade is vital for preparing for the future. Le libre commerce, fondé sur des principes scientifiques, joue déjà un rôle crucial pour la sécurité alimentaire mondiale. Des douzaines de pays sont des importateurs nets et comptent sur le commerce pour se procurer les aliments dont ils ont besoin. Mais des douzaines d'autres pays ont également recours au commerce pour obtenir les denrées qu'ils ne peuvent produire eux-mêmes. Cette interdépendance à l'égard du commerce ne fera que s'accentuer à l'avenir. Ainsi, le Canada est non seulement un important producteur agricole, mais est également le sixième importateur d'aliments au monde. C'est dire que même un pays comme le Canada a besoin d'un commerce ouvert et prévisible pour répondre aux besoins nutritionnels de sa population. In conclusion, we believe innovation and increased agricultural productivity are key to ensuring that countries can deliver strong nutrition impacts through their food and agricultural system. Likewise, open trade can improve access to food and enable farmers to earn better income and escape poverty. Au cours des deux dernières années, pardon, le Canada a contribué de façon volontaire à la FAO dans les domaines de l'innovation, y compris la biotechnologie et des échanges commerciaux ouverts et fondés sur la science. Nous espérons que ces travaux pourront contribuer à améliorer la productivité et l'accès aux aliments. Merci de votre attention.